The second annual Halloween house decorating contest and tour took place over the weekend with multiple residents taking home prizes. Organizer and community volunteer Jennifer Richardson has been busy for the past month and a half getting residents registered for the contest, sourcing donated prizes from local businesses and coordinating the judging panel. Richardson and her family love Halloween and came up with the idea for the contest and tour last year when trick-or-treating had posed a challenge due to COVID-19. This year, the event was judged over the course of 2 days, Friday and Saturday, with prizes delivered by Richardson along with local dignitaries on Halloween. Melissa Harris and her team at the Innisfil Idea Lab and Library made the unique orange haunted house-shaped awards presented to each of the winners. Dave Ross created the online map of all the homes so residents were able to plan their routes when checking out all the entires. Thank you to everyone that participated in the second annual Halloween house decorating contest, said Richardson. It was so much fun to see all the pictures and read all the comments about the contest. The contest was open to all Innisfil residents, with a $10 entry fee for the Innisfil Food Bank and Christmas for Kids charities. Richardson is still calculating the grand total raised for the charities but says it is very close to the $1,000 goal. Richardson admitted she was tired after the contest and will be taking a few weeks off to rest before starting to prepare for her Lighted Up Innisfil Christmas event. Similar to the Halloween house decorating contest, Lighted Up Innisfil invites residents to decorate their house in holiday lights and decor. Stay tuned for more details in the coming weeks.